Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Broadway's Just in Time is launching a first national tour in June of 2027. The news was revealed this morning by lead producers Tom Kerdahy, Robert Ahrens, and John Frost. The Tony and Grammy-nominated Bobby Darin jukebox musical will announce cities and dates early next year, with casting and ticket information to come later. Meanwhile, the Broadway production, currently starring Jonathan Groff through March 29th, his replacement will be announced later, is still going strong at Circle in the Square Theater. In casting news, one more week for the gays. Megan Hilty has extended her run in Death Becomes Her by a week to January 11th. As previously announced, Betsy Wolfe will be replacing her as Madeline Ashton, starring January 16th. Standby Dee Roscioli will be playing Madeline from the 13th through the 15th. Roscioli will also be on as Helen Sharp for Hilty's entire final week, as her fellow Tony-nominated co-star Jennifer Simard will be taking a pre-planned vacation. Death Becomes Her continues at the Lunt-Fontanne Theater. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, November 23rd. This was a mixed bag in the bigger picture, just as many shows saw their weekly intake increase from the week before as the ones who saw it drop. New entry to the board's Marjorie Prime began previews at the Helen Hayes Theater. Over its first four of them, it made $201,060. Opening night of Jordan Harrison's sci-fi drama is December 8th. With new star Tom Felton in tow, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child set a single-week box office record for its Broadway run, a jaw-dropping $2,973,448 at the Lyric, outgrossing fellow blockbuster Wicked for a second straight week. Internet personality Trisha Paytas said goodbye to Beetlejuice on Sunday, where she featured for a few weeks as Maxine Dean. The ghostly musical made another $969,318 at the Palace. Alison Luff said farewell for now to And Juliet as she prepares to star in a musical adaptation of Wonder in Cambridge, Massachusetts next month. The Max Martin jukebox musical made $700,534 at the Stephen Sondheim. Teal Wicks from the show's first national tour temporarily replaces Luff in the role of Anne Hathaway starting tonight. Luff is due to return in late February. And the queen of contemporary gospel music, Yolanda Adams, joined the company of Hell's Kitchen, which bumped back up to $991,483 at the Schubert. Adams is currently sharing the role of Miss Liza Jane with Tony winner Keisha Lewis before she takes over full-time from December 16th through January 25th. With this report, we are now officially halfway through the 2025-2026 Broadway season. 26 weeks in, the main stem has made close to $911 million as a whole. The current season is outpacing that of 2024-2025 gross-wise by 10.7% at this point, with attendance also up by 4.3%. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.